Most serial killers don't make any effort to involve the media or investigators. They're very secretive. They don't want attention. They almost want their crimes to go unnoticed. But the idea of committing a crime and then calling up the police and bragging about it, that's a whole nother level of terror.
A man who wore a medieval-style executioner's hood.
Who has baffled the police and baffled the media. He seems to crave publicity. He sent letters and cryptograms to newspapers and the police.
Subject stated, I want to report a murder. No, a double murder. I did it.
Here we are, 50 years after the first Zodiac killing. In today's world of forensics, old cases are being solved. Who doesn't want to know how it turns out?
From the creators of Atlanta Monster comes season two. This is Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, subject, he's the daddy, but I'm the father. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 30-year-old single man, and I had a special lady that I dated for 4 years. Over the years, we had our differences, so we were on again, off again. During one of our off periods, she dated another guy, and she got pregnant. Things did not work out with the guy, and she and I got back together, and I vowed to raise the baby as my child. My girl and I have paid for everything that this child has ever needed. Now my girl and I have called it quits for good. I still love her dearly, but there is no romantic involvement whatsoever. I also still love the baby, and I plan to be a positive fatherly role model for her and treat her like a princess. My ex-girl doesn't have a problem with it, but the baby's daddy does. He and I have always had a little tension between us, but we've been cool until recently when my ex-girl and I had a big birthday party for the baby's second birthday. I paid for the party and I hired a photographer. The daddy came to the party for a little while and he brought two gifts for the baby. When I got the pictures, I put them on my Instagram page and the baby's daddy got mad. He sent me a text saying we need to talk man to man about me doing too much in his daughter's life. He told me I need to step back. I told him he needs to step up. My ex-girl has never asked the daddy to do more for her and the baby because she knows I will do it. The daddy is a convicted felon and he's been in and out of jail for the past 3 years, but he can still do better at raising his child. So what do I do? Should I ease up and let my ex-girlfriend care for the baby alone? I don't need the extra drama in my life. I'm just trying to do what's right. Please help.
Wow.
Wow is right, Steve. To the letter writer, I mean, aren't you a good guy? And only at 30 years old, I have to say thank you for all that you do, taking care of this child that's not yours. Your girlfriend broke up when you, I mean, you and your girlfriend broke up when you were in one of your off seasons. She went off and got pregnant by another guy. You still love her. You're still loving this child as if it were your own. Congratulations to you. There are a lot of men who would not be in your shoes right now. I just have to say that, so we give you mad props for doing this. I love the line, and Steve even said when I read it, when the dad asked you, the baby daddy asked you to step back and you told him to step up. And that is the issue here. He's not stepping up. You have known this baby and love this baby and were with her mom, so you feel a part of this baby's life. So you do step in and step up and take care of things when it's needed. But now I gotta ask you, because it seems like the little girl has two dads. Does she know who her real dad is? Does she think you're her dad? What is the situation? You didn't make that clear in the letter. It doesn't matter, you know, if the dad's a convicted felon, as long as he's doing his responsibility as a dad. It doesn't sound like he is. I do think in this situation, you may need to step back. Let the mom and him get it together, whatever their relationship is, to take care of this baby. You know, she, if you're the real dad, and apparently you are, go ahead. I mean, if the other guy's the real dad, excuse me, and apparently he is, let's see what he's going to do. He's the daddy. He wants you to step back. It's not your biological child, so perhaps you should step back and let this dad take over and take care of his child. See what he's going to do. You can wait it out. You said you don't need the extra drama. Just wait and see what they're going to do, and maybe that'll make the mom step up and require more of the real dad, too. Steve?
All right, we got a problem here because I have to straighten some out. I think, I don't know if people are going to agree with me on this, but I've talked it over with several fathers because I've lived this predicament here. He's the daddy, but I'm the father. All you have to do is reverse that. He's the father. He's the father of the baby. The father is the person who provided the seed. That's the father. The daddy is the one who takes care of him. The one that the baby turns around and says, Daddy, can I go to school? Daddy, can I have some ice cream? Daddy, can you take me to the park? That's daddy. I've often said this. Any male species, any member of the male species can father a child. It takes a special man to be a daddy. And you, sir, that wrote this letter, mm-hmm. are that special man.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You are that special man. You're the daddy. I just want you to understand the terminology so you can understand what you really got going on here. He's the father because on the birth certificate, probably would have to have his name. You know, he fathered the child. He fathered the child. But that's just one step. You know, if every father would act like a daddy, then we could solve all these problems we have in our communities, and we could solve all the problems of having mentors. But see, the problem is, brother, every father don't act like you. Every father shucks his responsibility and walk off and act like them kids don't exist. That's why you are needed as so much as the daddy. Now, your girl and I, y'all done finally called it quits for good. You still love her, but there's no romantic involvement. But you say you still love the baby. And I plan to be a positive fatherly role model for her and treat her like a princess. I applaud you for that. My ex-girl don't have a problem with, but the baby's father does. You say the baby's daddy, but he ain't do. Daddies do duties. Daddies is who the child can call. Daddy, daddy. Very few children go father. They go daddy. And so the father got a problem. Now, y'all had always had a little bit of tension between us, but we've been cool until recently. My ex-girlfriend had a big birthday party for the baby. I paid for the party, hired a photographer. Guess what? Then he show up, Disney dad. Here he come, ain't bought a damn thing. Now he Disney dad. Yeah, I got something for that when we come back right after this. So you just stay tuned because now you done paid for everything. Now, here he come, Disney dad. Mm-hmm. You done paid for parties, photographers, and he bring you two little punk-ass gifts. Now, here he come.
Subject, he's the daddy, but I'm the father, but you switch that around.
Recap, he's mm-hmm. the father, you're the daddy. See, he fathered the child. But being the father of it gives you certain rights, of course, by law. But the respect that's going to come from the child is the one that she calls daddy. The one that's there, the one that's walking her to school, taking her to the park, holding her hand, going to father-daughter dances, that's the one who really deserves the credit. And you, sir, deserve a lot of credit. Now, we got a problem because there's always been a little bit of tension between you and homeboy here. But see, now, the problem is, okay, it all jumped off when you threw this big birthday party for the baby's second birthday. You paid for the party, hired the photographer. The daddy came to the party for a little while. He bought two gifts for the baby. Then when you got the pictures, because you're a proud daddy, you posted them. Man, look at my little baby over here. Put them on Instagram, babe, and the baby daddy got mad. But see, I bet you the baby daddy didn't put it on his Instagram page. Bet he didn't. Probably didn't. Just like he didn't pay for the photographer. Just like he didn't pay for the party. But he bought two gifts. But he came to the party you paid for. See, that's where the daddy be getting tight at. You're going to roll up in here while everything's sponsored. Now you're going to play Disney dad like, ding, 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 here I come. Oh, bro, come on, man. Okay, you put him on. He sent me a text saying we need to talk man to man about me doing too much in his daughter's life. So if you didn't throw the party, the baby wasn't going to have no party? Because the father sure wasn't chunking out no change for no party. But the daddy did. So now he said, you're doing too much. He told me I need to step back. Then you told him, right. You told him he need to step up.
That's right.
See, see, since we're talking man to man, you gave it to him right between the teeth. Talking about, no, I need to step back. No, partner, you need to step up. But see, you doing what daddies do because you know how to do what daddies do. Now you making him look bad. No, he making himself look bad. In and out of jail. Now, look, people can get in and out of jail and be great dads. But obviously, he ain't doing that, though. Now, if you want to be the girl's daddy, quit taking your ass to jail every time you get on probation. Come on, dog. My ex has never asked the daddy to do more for her and the baby because she knows I will do it. The father is a convicted felon. He's been in and out of jail for the past 3 years. He got to fix that part of his life. If the children is so important to him, then be available for your children. But he can still do better at raising his child. Yeah, he can. So what do I do? Should I ease up and let my ex-girlfriend care for the baby alone? I don't need the extra drama in my life. I'm just trying to do what's right. Shirley's exactly right. If the father wants you to step back, technically, legally, you're going to have to step back. Or else it's going to be some drama. But see, when he don't step up, then if he don't step up, then the daughter going to be lacking. And we just have to see how it go. But see, the mother going to have to get involved here a little bit and say, hey, look, you are going to have to step up and do the right thing because this man loves this little girl and he's willing to do the right thing. Now, what you going to do? But that puts you in a hard place, man, because now she got to speak up for you and it puts her in a hard place because maybe she would love for the father to have an active role in the daughter's life, as do most women. Most women would love for the father of the baby to do the right thing. It's just a doggone shame that there's so many out here who don't want to do the right thing by their children. So we have a dilemma. But you told him right, you're going to have to step up. So just, hey, man, you about to be in a thankless position, bro. I hate to tell you this, but you may be in a thankless position. But just stay in the background. If the baby needs something, get it for her. When you go over there and speak to her, play with her, just go ahead and do it. Stay out the dude's way, because, you know, ain't no telling what he'll do. He already ain't making a lot of solid decisions. So, you know, man, you don't want to be put yourself in a position where you got to get yourself locked up too. So you got to step back, be there in case the baby needs something. Ain't no need of the baby suffering because her damn father makes irrational decisions. And you're going to have to play it in the background.
Yeah,
the baby going to get older. He may go down and get his ass locked up for 30 years. He keep on. So, you know, just stick around, man. But right now it's going to be a thankless job. You do understand that. But if you could be there to help the lady out with a child, that's an admirable thing to do. It won't be a lot of thanks and benefits for it. Maybe you can go by and see the girl when butthole ain't around. But you got to be careful because if he roll up on you, it's going to be a problem. You do understand that. And the real problem ain't the baby. The real problem is the woman. Yeah. She ain't tried to make it no problem, but he kind of created the problem for herself because he can't stay out of jail. So he jealous about the baby, but he don't want you up around his girl because you making him look bad in front of the woman. That's the real deal. So please understand that. Keep doing your thing. Support her when you can. It's going to be a thankless job, soldier. I'm sorry to tell you that. But eventually it could turn around. You may end up with the little girl in your life anyway.
And what a good guy, right, Steve?
Oh, it's a great
guy. At just 30
man.
Years old, he's doing all of this?
This dude is on point, man. He's on point.
He really is.
Don't stand up so hard that you get yourself in a bad situation with this butthole, and then you in jail, too. Don't do that. Step back, play the game.
Yep. And when you need it, you'll know it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, I mean, you know. All right, here we go. Listen, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is April.
And Cassidy.
We are the hosts of the podcast Dressed, the History of Fashion.
And this season, we travel throughout history and around the world to bring you more of the fascinating stories from behind the clothes we wear.
We travel to Central Asia to learn all about the resist dyeing technique known as ikat, and to Paris to learn all about the legacy of Christian Dior.
We also explore the history of a whole host of topics, from plus size fashion to the clothing choices of cults.
Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or the iHeartRadio app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.